On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, be honest with us. Why did you have to call 911? Now, we're clearly not looking for stories that are like real reasons to call 911, right? Like, if you know that you called for a very legitimate reason, please, let's not bring the vibe of Tuesday down, right? We want you to call us if it is a, like, reason you look back on now and you're like, maybe that was something I could have Googled, or maybe it wasn't actually as much of an emergency as I thought it was. The reason I asked this is there's an article on BuzzFeed this morning talking about 911 dispatchers are basically talking about, like, some of the dumbest reasons of why they've been called before, right? And I don't expect there to be like dumb reasons, but I
know, because sometimes people just don't know. And when you're in a state of panic,
that's what I'm saying.
That's the only number that's in your head.
I am sure that you've had a moment before. There's got to be somebody listening where like you had a moment and you're like, oh my God, like what else am I going to do other than call 911 right now?
Yes.
Because you were just
maybe you didn't have anyone else to call,
freaking out, and you called 911.
Yeah.
And if you look back now, you'd be like, you know what? That actually probably wasn't like a 911 moment. I'll give you a couple examples of what we're looking for right now, okay? This person said a 96-year-old woman called 911 after reporting a missing child, okay? Now, it sounds legitimate. Here's the problem. Her missing child was her 86-year-old daughter who had not gotten back home by dark. Okay.
That's her child.
So, 86-year-old woman, not home by dark. It's a little, maybe not a reason to call 911 over, right?
Maybe, though.
Wait, how old was her mom?
Was 96. So she was 96 and the daughter was 68. Not really. Reason
oh,
to really...
I thought you said 86. I was like, she had her daughter at 10?
Sorry. Okay. 96.
That makes sense.
Sorry. Yeah. 68-year-old daughter. Sorry. Get my numbers back up. A woman called from Wendy's drive-thru because they would not sell her a Whopper.
And she called 911.
And so she got pissed and she called 911.
Oh, because she, oh no.
Because she's at the wrong.
She was like,
she's
I'm at Wendy's, not at Burger King.
They're like, why won't you sell me one? They're
she's
like, man,
confused.
We don't have those here. She got pissed and she calls 911.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Okay.
She got mad. All right. A guy once called during a power outage to ask the score of the USA Canadian Olympic gold medals game.
Oh my God.
He's like, well, you know, you clearly are connected to Wi-Fi. I am not.
I'm not, so I need to know.
I know you're busy, but if you could just really quickly share that info with me.
I'll give you one more. Somebody called to report their neighbors were, quote, dropping pebbles into her pebbled driveway. Okay, it turns out it actually wasn't happening. She was just actually harassing her neighbors for months, and that was the only reason that she could actually get back at them by saying they're dropping pebbles in my driveway. It clearly was not happening. So I don't know what
would
your
you
reason.
Would you even call 911 if people were putting stuff in your driveway, like rocks?
Clearly some type of neighbor dispute.
Okay.
Jess has called 911 before.
Yeah.
Jess, your reason for calling 911.
Okay, I would just like to preface this. This is why I understand. Even like, you know, the lady whose daughter didn't come home. She just didn't know who to call. She was in like a state of panic.
Yes.
I was in a state of panic. So Garage Boy and I were on, and my mom and my sister, he was dropping us off at my wedding dress appointment, actually. I loved it, Stella's in Westminster. And he got his tire popped when we were on the freeway. And like, to be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you where we were, but where it happened was a very dangerous like area where we could barely pull off to the side. So his car was kind of like sticking in the middle of the road. So his car is like halfway on the side, halfway at the in the road.
Oh.
And I did not know what to do. There was no one that we could call to help us. I just freaked out and I just called 911. And she was like, okay, so clearly you guys need to call like AAA or something, but like this is not something we can help you with. And I was like, can you please just connect me to someone in the area or like some, I freaked out. To be honest with you, I freaked out. I didn't know
what
to do.
Man, I'm not a tow truck
driver. I had no one to call. I just freaked out and I just called 911 in my state of emergency.
Hey, Mix 106.5, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Terry.
Hey,
from Baltimore.
Hi. So you called 911 before?
Well, my husband did.
Even better. I'm sure this is going to go somewhere great. What happened? Why did he call 911?
Yeah. So my daughter, my youngest, was maybe 20 months at the time.
Okay.
And we were out back and, in the garden and just fooling around. And he was putzing around weeding and all of a sudden she walks in the back door and makes like this choking sound and she's holding, I guess she picked a habanero pepper from the garden.
Oh God.
And it was, she had taken a bite out of it and we didn't know how much she swallowed, but she's just like making like these choking sounds just cause it's hot.
Right.
It's hot. So I grabbed her and I'm holding her over the sink, pouring milk in her mouth. And he walks in the back door and he's on the phone and he goes, is she okay? Like, is she, what's going on? Is she choking? I said, who are you on the phone with? He goes, 911. I'm like, oh my God, hang up the phone. I have social services calling.
Hang on. Okay. Hang on. I got a question though.
They let's
go around the studio really quick. Let's go around the studio. Would you have called 911 if your kid had eaten some type of hot pepper though? I don't know that I wouldn't have done the same thing. I'll be completely honest with you. I don't know.
I would have freaked out.
Would you call 911 though?
Obviously I would.
I mean,
if I'm stuck on the side of the road with nobody to call.
I mean, we may have also dialed 911. Would you dial 911 over that? I mean, I'll be honest. Like,
it's fine for an adult. Like, it might not be safe for a kid.
Yo, I mean, 3 out of 3 may have dialed 911. Okay, tell us why you called 911, and then we'll tell you we also would have called 911 over that, okay? Let's talk to Carrie in Columbia. What's up, Carrie? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so why did you have to call 911, Carrie?
Because I had an earbud stuck in my ear.
Wait, that's actually terrifying.
First off, how did that happen?
Well, I have like the earbuds that have like the plastic piece in it that goes in your ears.
Yeah.
And it got stuck.
Yeah.
So the guy actually told me I could take you to the hospital or I could try to take it out myself. So the guy that actually came took it out of my ear by himself.
Wait, who is the guy?
Police officer?
No, the EMT.
Oh, the EMT.
Oh,
you end up calling 911. Okay. Would you have called 911 because you had an earbud stuck in your ear?
Probably. I would be freaking out.
Why not just drive yourself though to the hospital at that point?
Because I had no way to get there.
Okay, you had no option of a way to get there. Okay. If I had no option.
Dude, you're for sure calling 911. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's scary.
I have a newfound like fear now.
Yeah, no, that was scary.
This was not even a fear of mine until now. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, if I was stuck in my house or wherever I was and I had no way of getting my earbud out of my house, like, yeah, I'm calling 911.
Somebody come 100%. And get this out of my ear 100%. Immediately.
Who are we talking to, Jess? Who's
this? This is Tom on 1 in Baltimore.
All right. Tom, why did you call 911?
So when I was in Vienna, Austria, for the canceled Taylor Swift show 2 summers ago, I had to Google what their 911 was because it wasn't 911. So I first had to Google it, and I was locked outside of my hotel for 2 hours, and I didn't know what to do because I was in Vienna, Austria. But then some girl wearing a Torch of Poets department dress help me in.
Wait, hang on.
Shout out to Swifties.
Hang on. Why did you have to call them, though?
Because I couldn't get into my hotel and there was no one working there. They didn't have 24-hour service, and I didn't know what to do. And they did say this was not a police matter.
Okay.
You're stranded. He was
so
stranded.
You're in another
That's
country. Okay.
Terrifying.
All right. So you're stranded in another country, and you can't get into your hotel room. So you Google their version of 911, which was what, by the way? Yeah. Do you remember?
I think it was like 711.
711. Okay. Would that be a good reason to call their? Would everyone on the show, would you have called their version of 911?
I would.
Yeah.
Because I assume this was like at night. I assume this is at night. You're by yourself. You don't know what to do. You have nowhere to go. I mean, the fact that they told you this wasn't a police matter, good luck. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah,
but
that
I
sucks.
Would try at least, because what do you do?
Yeah, I was very irate.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I've been kind of mad about that, honestly. I mean, whose problem is this then? Like,
so
you're
they
stuck
basically
outside.
Just hung up on you and that was it?
Sorry?
Did they just hang up on you and they were like, good luck?
Yeah. That's exactly what they
wow,
did.
Wow, damn, man.
But then the Swifties came to my aid.
Okay,
of course.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
good.
Goodness.
At least they figured it out then. Wow. Yeah, I probably would have called 911 after a while. I mean, I'd probably gone to the front desk first, but after that.
Nobody was there.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to, this is Megan in Perry Hall. What's up, Megan? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Megan, you called 911. Why?
Well, I didn't call 911, but when we were younger, the neighbors across the street, they kind of had like a feuding battle. So the one neighbor called the cops on the other neighbor for getting their fence wet with the sprinkler. And then also they called the cops on us because they said we put hazardous material in the road, but it was just a soda was spilled in the road.
Okay, hang on. All right, now,
who are these people?
As a kid, that sounds ridiculous. Now that we're an adult, if you had people spraying your fence with water, would you call 911?
They didn't spray. It was the sprinklers.
I'd be kind of annoyed.
You're the issue. You're the problem.
I'm going to be honest.
Absolutely not, because I have three kids, and God only knows what, you know, what sprinklers and things are happening in the yard. So I would definitely not be calling the cops on anyone for getting my fence wet.
The first time, maybe not the third time, I'm calling the cops.
Oh,
I'm calling 911. I'm calling 911 the third time. It's absolutely going to happen. I'm sorry. Let me talk to Terrence first. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
So wait, what happened? This wasn't actually you, though, that called 911. This was somebody that you were involved with. What happened?
Yeah, so I am a nurse, and this was a mom who called 911 because when she was a new mom and her baby got the hiccups for the first time.
Okay, so hang on.
Her baby got hiccups for the first time?
So hang on. Now, if
did she know they were hiccups or no?
No, she did not. So when talking to her, she said that she didn't realized that babies got hiccups, and so she thought the baby was gasping for air.
Okay,
listen, this woman probably hasn't slept in 5 days.
And I understand that.
You know,
so that's what I'm saying.
She's fighting for her life. She doesn't know where she is.
I'm not a parent.
So we were totally understanding. We even admitted mom and baby overnight for monitoring. So yeah. Mom,
no, wait, you had to bring her to the hospital
you're
for that?
So sweet. No. You're sweet for that.
No, hang on. No, again, I'm not a parent, but like you kept her in the hospital to monitor the hiccups?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where it was like she was already there kind of thing, but it was like you could tell she was really stressed out, and I guess the spouse worked shift work and she had no family and whatnot, and so sometimes you got to read between the lines and what's best for the...
But at the end of the day,
she called 911 because, I mean, I didn't choose to admit. I don't have that authority. But be
honest. Behind the scenes, were y'all like, yo, this baby just has hiccups. Like, what are we doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
That was so sweet,
I just want
though.
Some honesty about that. All right, thank you. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it. Let's talk to, Sherry, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Sherry? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Sherry, you had to call 911. Why?
I did not call 911. It was the first time I was babysitting ever. And the two boys that I was babysitting wanted ice cream. And I said no. I was just trying to follow the rules. So I put them to bed. And the older one calls 911 and pretends like he's being murdered.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Theatrics and everything. The brother in the background making gurgling noises. I'm downstairs watching a movie, and then all of a sudden the police roll up. And I answer the door, and I'm like, what the heck are you people talking about? I'm just babysitting. And they're trying to get me to give them a sign of whether I'm actually okay or
what?
Maybe there's someone behind the door holding me at gunpoint.
No, wait! They think you're murdering these children?
Yes. So it's like a nightmare.
Oh,
and I'm like,
my.
I am never freaking babysitting again.
Oh,
and then his mother did end up coming home like he wanted because he had called the police and acted like an insane person.
What in the world?
How old were they, by the way?
Oh, 10 and 7.
10 and 7? Are you kidding? How did this end? Like, how were we able to convince the police that no one was being hurt within the home?
I had to let them come in my neighbor's house and search the house and sit the boys on the couch and have a talk with them. And then the police are telling the boys that, you know, we can bring your parents down for this because you're breaking a huge law. And it was such a nightmare.
What a mess.
I get home and my mother's like, how did you let that happen?
Wait, no. She asked
the
you?
The gaslighting is crazy.
She asked you how you let that happen? How you let them call the cops and say they're being murdered?
Yes, and then she goes, they're probably never going to want you to babysit them again. Like,
obviously, you're never going there again because they're crazy.
Right? That was where I was at with it. So, yeah, it was the first babysitting experience ever.
Ever, yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.